We want to talk about lockdown and who you might be locked up with. Now, it could be that by coincidence that you have got people staying with you that weren't there the last time you had a lockdown. That could be a good thing. That could be a bad thing. It's not that long ago, if you have a look at various generations, where people used to stay at home for a lot longer. People got married. They never left. They just stayed there. Grandma came back and grandpa came back. And in some cultures, as you know, around the world, many communities exist under the one roof. Many families exist under the one roof. And so what is different in Australia, and how difficult is it at a time where people say, look, stay home, lock down, do the right thing by the community, and we'll get out of this very quickly and we'll all go about our lawful business, hopefully from Saturday. If you believe that, that's terrific. Hopefully that is the case. But what happens if you're in a situation where it's not exactly pleasant? What can you do to make it easier, particularly if there's generational differences? Lisanne Eriks is a mediation and conflict expert, and she joins us online. Hello, Lisanne.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
No, nice to have you on board. How many people would be locked down with people that don't want to be locked down with?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's people who've been flying in from, I do know someone I know that have people over from New Zealand, and I have to say, you know, I don't know how many people would be locked down with people they don't like live with. I mean, some people fly in and fly out all the time, and they're not used to being in the same house all the time, and now they are. So there's lots of people who are all of a sudden in the same space that they normally are not.
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough last night. I invited my kids over for dinner, and we had a lovely meal, and as we were there, the Premier came on and announced that it would be a lockdown from midnight. And I was thinking to myself, it would be nice if we were all together. Unfortunately, our apartment doesn't actually blend for that ever happening, and nor would I want it.
Yeah, sure.
But why is it that some cultures find it easier to live together than other cultures that say, look, you need to disperse, go your own way, my friend?
I don't know exactly, but I do think that we're just not used to it here. I think everyone has their own space, and I think space is a really big thing for Australians. We're like, want our own rooms. We want space around us, so we don't want to have to deal with other people or, you know, their routines and things like that. So I think when you're going to do it, you're going to have to make some good agreements with people and say, okay, if you're going to live with us, then these are kind of the agreements and the rules we have in place. And I think if it's your mother-in-law or, you know, someone who's you didn't grow up with, their family culture might be really different as well. So you might want to let them know how you see it, so you're not getting bombarded by another family and then all of a sudden you find yourself in a position that you're not really happy with.
Right. So how do you do that? Do you have a meeting or what do you do?
Well, I mean, I talk with my own family about things that are important. So I don't think you have to have a formal meeting. Well, you could if you wanted to, but I would just do it at a dinner table or say, okay, or if you really have someone moving in, it might be good beforehand to have a conversation and to say, how do you see this happening? Because some people are really comfortable having people in their space, and it can also be helpful if grandparents live with you with taking care of the kids or doing groceries or cooking.
Yep.
But you might want to have a night that you go, oh, I just want to have dinner just with my husband and my kids and not have someone else there. So I think it's just really important to, if you have clarity, you don't get conflict. If people have unspoken expectations and just are guessing what the other person might want, then often things go wrong because, you know, unfortunately, we can't read each other's mind. It's not a skill that we have.
No, not at all. Do you reckon people develop their lockdown rules then? Is that what I'm picking up here, where every home would have their own lockdown rules?
I think so. And I think the longer the lockdown goes for, I think you might have to change the rules as you go. I remember when it was longer last year, at one point I was said to my children, I love you very much, but I just need an hour for myself to, you know, not have someone around me. So I think it also depends a little bit how long this is going for.
Yeah, actually, it brings back memories. That first lockdown, which was the longest we went through, it's amazing how people found their own zones. And then we'd all come together for meals and then disperse again. And I think sometimes people do need space.
Yeah, I think people do need space. I mean, I know for myself, I don't know how it's for you, but I love having people around me, but at one point it can get too much, and then it's really important to let people know and say, I just need to go for a walk, I just need to read a book in my room, the door closed, just don't interrupt me for half an hour, and then you're sort of kind of fresh again to be with people again. I think if you keep overstepping what is not pleasant for you, then at one point you're probably going to get grumpy with people or upset, and the other person is like, well, what did I do wrong? I don't even know what I did.
Yeah, it comes down to good communication. Good advice. We appreciate your time.
No problems. Thanks so much for having me.
Good on you. Lisanne, you can find on lifemediation.com.au if you are struggling.